USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. We're entering the final weeks of the midterm election campaign, and in Virginia, the race is heating up as Republican Yelsey Vega is trying to unseat Democratic Representative Abigail Spanberger. Vega held a get-out-the-vote rally in Stafford Saturday afternoon and received support from 2016 Democratic candidate for president Tulsi Gabbard, who has left the Democratic Party and is now an independent.
I have been concerned over the last 2 years about the direction this administration has taken us. The policies, the ideas, the actions that they are taking led me to leave the Democrat Party I was a part of.
With his nation's power infrastructure being targeted from airstrikes, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky tells his people in his nightly message that a lot of the Russian missiles are being shot down, and he hopes for further aid from NATO nations to be able to shoot them all down someday. Of course, we do not yet have the technical ability to shoot down 100% of the Russian missiles and attack drones. We will gradually come to this with the help of our partners, I'm sure. But we are already shooting down most of the cruise missiles, most of the drones. A federal court has put the brakes on student loan forgiveness.
A federal appeals court has temporarily stopped the Biden administration from moving ahead with a plan to forgive hundreds of billions of dollars in federal student loan debt. The Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals on Friday issued an order that prohibits the Biden administration from discharging any student loan debt under the relief program until it rules on an emergency request by Republican-led states to block the policy. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network. So, yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Inside the Minneapolis Police Academy's sprawling campus on the city's north side, six people sat soberly and listened to a handful of officers and city officials make their pitch about joining an understaffed department that is synonymous with the murder of George Floyd. Officers would live in a bustling, vibrant metro area with a high quality of life, they said, working in a large department where they could choose a wide variety of career paths with comprehensive benefits. But those who take the oath must understand it's a dangerous job and that they would be expected to protect the sanctity of human life, even if it means reining in a fellow officer. And everything they do must be aimed at rebuilding trust in the city left in tatters by the killing of Floyd and other black men. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis held a news conference in Punta Gorda Saturday, and he touted the state's rapid recovery from Hurricane Ian, which devastated parts of Florida when it made landfall 3 weeks ago. Governor DeSantis said restoring the badly damaged Sanibel Causeway took less time than expected.
I said, be ambitious. And so, like, all right, we think we could do it by the end of October, which honestly would have been pretty good. Well, we were happy to say that on Wednesday of this week, 3 weeks after the storm had ripped it up in three different places, the Sanibel Causeway was open for the residents of Lee County again.
Governor DeSantis said he and his administration worked very hard to reopen schools.
We've also worked really hard through Florida's Department of Education to make sure the kids could be back in school as rapidly as possible.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.